broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Johannesburg Council Speaker, Councillor Nobuhle Mthembu, together with the City of Johannesburg health and safety officials, conducted some inspections at the Spaza shops in Soweto earlier on this afternoon. And she is on the line with us. So, Councillor Mthembu, thank you so much for making time for us this evening. Let's just start by saying we apologize for not connecting with you yesterday, but thank you and welcome to the show.
Good evening, Fenelo, and a good evening to your listeners at home as well. And thank you so much for the insight.
Councillor Mthembu, let's just talk about today's inspection and, the walkabout that you did with health and safety.
Okay. So from legislature, it is our responsibility to do oversight so that we can be able also to hold the executive accountable. So we got a complaint from the community of Dobsonville last week whereby they wanted to go to the Spaza shops themselves and close them up, right? So in order to curb that situation, from the Office of the Speaker, we dedicated ourselves that we'll come to the community, we'll do the oversight, then later on we'll have a meeting whereby we're going to give them feedback. So today we went to the ground with the health inspectors and some of our colleagues from public safety, and we were with them when they were inspecting the shop. So we saw what needs to be done or what they do when a shop is not complying. They closed the first shop that we went to because they were not complying. They didn't have the right documents to run as part of the shop. Number two, the young men in the shop also didn't have the right people to be in the country. It's so unfortunate because that young man is a 16-year-old that we can't even identify him, right? So while we were there, we had to call the shop owner who says it's his older brother. And he had papers, at least he had the asylum papers, but the young 16-year-old who's not even attending school is running the shop, the day-to-day activities of the shop, and in the shop also there's some expired goods. That was the first shop we went to. And the second shop we did an inspection on, it had pets. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening there, but they are selling food one side and the other side, there's pets. Cleanliness is a concern. It's not the first time the health inspectors go to that place. It's probably the third or fourth time they went there, and they will call JMPD. JMPD will take the people who don't have the right documents to set, right, in the area. And when they follow up, those people have been let out, you know, and they can't finish their report. And then we go back at the city, and the very same people are there. So it's a never-ending cycle that it's got a lot of loopholes. That's what we picked up today.
So, I mean, you've just mentioned it yourself. I mean, this is not sustainable. The way in which we are currently inspecting, number one, and enforcing the law is not sustainable because, as you said, you know, these people are told to close today and then tomorrow they're back again operating. What then is the way forward?
Look, I think it's also fair that we need political will. Number one, we need serious political will. And from the municipality side, we can speak to our health inspectors, we can speak to JMPD, so that we can have a schedule of how often do they go to the townships. But I can tell you now, this is something that local government cannot fix alone. We need provincial government, we need national government. The three different government spheres need to work together to tackle this problem. If the three are not combined or working together, nothing will be sorted out. And that is the truth, because we also need SAP here to play a part. And SAP doesn't necessarily sit with local government. So you see where we are missing each other.
And so let me take a call, if you don't mind, Councillor Mthembu. Sammy is calling from Pretoria. They probably want to comment on some of the things they're experiencing in their own areas. Sammy, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Tumelo. 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, Gauteng Health Department made an investigation. And by their own way, they have said that there is no link between what has killed those kids and the Spaza shops. That's their way. It's not mine. Now, suddenly, Mutuality comes out and they were killed by organophosphate. Now, according to my experience, having worked in supply chain, organophosphate, you can find it in processed meat, processed juice, pasta, bread, and cereals. And this organophosphate, you can also find it in some in large supermarket chains, because they've got rodent guards to kill rats. And also that organophosphate, the reason why it gets onto this foodstuffs is when post-harvesting, after the harvesting, the foods do not get washed properly. And it goes on to processing, to manufacturing. So my problem is this. Why aren't they also raiding the large supermarket chains? Because they have said themselves that there is no link between the health of these kids and power shops. So they don't know where this organic food street came from. So why are they only going after the small people who can defend themselves legally?
Interesting question. Thank you so much, Sammy. Councillor Mthembu?
All right, thank you about that, and I welcome that question. Look, he's right when he says that right now we're working with speculation because we still want to know what killed those kids in Soweto. Mm. We still want to know, and we haven't been informed of what is exactly the cause of this. So right now we're working with speculation. But from our side as the municipality, it is our responsibility to do oversight. And there's been a lot of things regarding puzzle shops. So we have to play our part to go to those puzzle shops to check those goods. Are they expired goods? Number two, are they complying with what the city is saying? We have to play our part, right? We are not saying all those puzzle shops have got poisonous things that can potentially kill our children. Because as he elaborated, we don't know the cause of death for those kids, unfortunately. But that's something we're sitting with national government because we've been waiting for them to tell us. But from local government, we'll still continue with our oversight. These puzzle shops are in the municipality. They have to comply. So we'll play our part and understand the frustration of the community 100%.
You have, what are not necessarily legal manufacturing spots, but we see videos, everywhere, where people are not necessarily distributing the goods, but are manufacturing the goods. You know, are there inspections happening in spaces? Where is intelligence to assist us with finding these spaces where maybe, the goods are manufactured?
You are right. There's a place we went to last week, actually, when we heard of that young child who also consumed some food from the puzzle shop and unfortunately succumbed to her injuries and lost their life. So when we were in Alexander last week, the community did tell us about a certain place that manufactures. Mm. And as councillors, we tried to go there. I can tell you now the way... we definitely need intelligence because those places, you can't just even go in. It's people with security that is very tight. And that's where we picked up that this thing is bigger than what we know, right? Because you can't just come into a country and do what they're doing. So intelligence definitely is the big question posed to them, that where is our country's intelligence, but does it still exist? If it does still exist, then what is it doing in this particular instance? Because there's a lot of other cases that require their attention. Where are they? All of us are wondering. We don't see them anyway.
Dabogo in Randburg, good evening and welcome.
How are you, Osinara?
I'm good. Thank you so much for calling, Dabogo.
I'm very good. I'm listening to the councillor, and it hits me that when are we going to stop counting symptoms?
Sorry, man, Dabogo. You know, just repeat that. We are losing you a little bit. Maybe it's where you are.
Okay, I'm asking, when are we as a country going to stop treating symptoms, right?
Yeah.
And we know what is the problem. The problem is puzzle shops. Why are we not clamping down on residential areas that don't have permits to operate puzzle shops? That's the first stop. Mm. Then we can look for where the products come from. First, cut down on the puzzle shops in terms of permit with the houses that operate puzzle shops. Then we start somewhere. Why are we not doing that? That's what I want to ask the councillor.
All right. Councillor Mthembu, I suppose, he's saying, let's look at what you can do as a city. And it's addressing the bylaws and making sure that you, because that's the only thing you can do, is to make sure that there is some sort of monitoring from yourselves, from the Metro Police, and making sure that you monitor bylaws and enforce them.
Yes, definitely. It is bylaws, and there's a bylaw that's been gazetted that simply says that those shops must be closed, right? But this is something that's been happening. As I said, even today, the inspectors will go, inspect the shop. If they don't have the correct documentation, they'll close your shop. But where we are having a gap is the follow-up. So that's something where, as a municipality, we are lacking, because there's no follow-up that are consistent to make sure that that shop is not reopened, right? So that's where we are missing each other in terms of the municipality, things that we need to rectify. Things have been there for a very long time and not receiving the attention. So that's why we went there, so that you can see how it's done, where are the loopholes, and then try to advise the executive based on the report that will be complying from legislature.
So is there capacity? Let's just be honest. Is there capacity? These health and safety officials, do we have enough? Are you working enough with the province? And who actually is meant to be spearheading this these inspections?
All right, capacity is a very good question. We were in Region D today. Region D is quite big. They were so big that we even decided to split it between D1 and D2. So for that region that is so big, we only had 33 health inspectors, which really, to be honest, that's not enough, which means we've got a capacity problem. And in the municipality, when it comes to who's responsible for this, it sits with public safety, it sits with health and social development. Those are the two departments that need to regulate those puzzle shops and constantly go with their health inspectors and follow up. But also, it touches on national with the South African Police Service, whereby if the municipality goes to a puzzle shop and there's no correct documents or the right documents to be in the country, JNPD can arrest them, but SAP can arrest them. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm saying that we need those intergovernmental relationship, you know, between the three different level of government spheres.
So what makes it so difficult for the three levels of government to cooperate with one another? When we listen to not just the city, province, national, everybody seems to be saying the same thing. You know, in your experience, what's the problem? You spoke earlier on about political will. We are struggling to understand what's the problem. We are struggling to understand if everyone tells us they're all worried, then why can't just people get on with it? What's your sense of what's the problem?
Look, as I mentioned, political will and also consequence management. I think there's no consequence management, because if from the city we called SAP, right, and said, SAP, here's four people that don't have the right documents. Mm. And then a couple of days later, as the city, we want to compile our report, and SAP tells us, well, those people are out, their brother came with their documents. Then we go back for the second inspection, and the very same people are there without the correct documents. There must be consequence management for such behavior. And up to date, there's no consequence management. Even when you look at our municipality, when it comes to our those two departments, what is the consequence management for people who don't go and do their job, for people who don't inspect those other jobs, for people who don't follow up?
Well, for people who are corrupt, because what we're hearing on the ground is that they do show up. They do go and, you know, go and follow up on a complaint maybe, but people see them taking bribes and walking away, you know?
See, that's another thorn we have in our governance, that things will not get done correctly because you can pay your way out of a situation. So you contravene our laws, you don't abide by them, and then you just pay your way out. So that's one of the problems we have. It's a system that, honestly speaking, if we try to enforce or decide to enforce consequence management for people who are doing such things, then I think we'll be moving forward.
So with what's possible on your side, what's the plan, and what's your own plan as a city and the Metro Cops' plan? Granted, I know that you need SAPs to support you, but, you know, sometimes it is the Metro Cops that show up at a place and themselves take bribes. What's the plan there?
Look, when it comes to us as the city with the oversight we've conducted today, after a couple of days, but next week we'll be going back to the very same shops. We'll be going back to the very same shops to check if they are still closed or they are operating. We'll be going back with the same health inspectors, and we'll be reaching out to also JNPD in terms of, have they been following up checking if the shops are closed or still open. And if the shops are still open, then we've got a problem as the municipality that we just doing this as a tick box exercise, mm-hmm. as one of the listeners was saying. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's something that among all of us we must discuss, because the role of legislature is to hold people accountable. So it's something we're not going to shy away from. We are not in coalition with anyone. We're not going to protect anyone. We are here to fix things in that legislature wing. And it's something that we are going to do.
Let's just quickly run, you know, through what actually is possible. So the only thing as a city you can do if you find somebody, you know, transgressing the law is to do what? To fine them and to give them a warning the first time. And then beyond that, there really isn't much you can do. You require SAPS to act on the arrests. And if they can't support that, that's all you can do. Just ask for a fine and a warning and maybe close the shop.
Yes. In a nutshell, yes. Those are the three things we can do. Fine, close the shop. I even forgot the other one.
It's a fine, close the shop, and a warning. That's all.
And a warning. Yeah, that's all the city can do. You cannot even arrest people who don't... Yeah. So do you understand where I'm saying local government cannot fix this on their own? We will not even mislead the public. Local government on their own, they cannot. But with the three levels, different level of government fears, there's a lot to change.
Remind me, how much is that fine?
Some of the fines, they ridiculous fees. There's a fine for like 600 rand. And that fine is when you've got expired goods in your shop. And then you take that money, give it to pick it up. They can't pick you up. Then you go to the dump site so that they can, shred whatever you have that is expired. So that's a fine that we saw going out today for the shop owner to pick it up so that you can destroy those expired goods that he or she is selling in their shop.
Pick it up is your jurisdiction, though. So
yes.
who's managing the guys that are at Pick It Up who are assisting to destroy evidence?
Look, from what I heard from the health inspectors today, they said... In this particular case, when they find expired goods, so it's the health inspector, number one, mm-hmm. the guy from or woman from Pick It Up, and number three, it will be the shop owner. So they'll go there, all three of them, so it's not only one person, that's what they say. Mm-hmm. But obviously, Pick It Up is an entity that falls under EISD, mm-hmm. right? So it's a different entity altogether.
Yeah, but it's still under the city.
It's still under the city. In the city of Johannesburg, we've got a lot of entities, but it's definitely under the city of Johannesburg.
Yeah. In other words, you have some influence there. We cannot.
Over.
We've got to close all the gaps. And if there are people who are part of the system that allows our children to die, I think we need to clamp down on these kinds of individuals.
100% I agree with you. That's something that we should be doing. Hence, I also touched on consequence management, that the sooner we stop just talking and try to avoid stepping on people's toes and holding them accountable, the better.
I'm going to ask, if you don't mind, for us to just take another voice note. I think there's a comment here for you.
Good evening, Kaya. I'm worried here about what is happening in our country, especially when more than 20 kids have died and every single day the kids are going to hospital because of the same poisoning, like the whole country. But my worry is I don't understand why they don't close them. You still give them a chance to sell instead of closing, like tell everyone to close, and whoever thinks that he's got the right documents, he can contact the department to come and check and say, yeah, my documents are proper. Then you open for him. And every other person who opens, you lock him up. Simple as that. The kids are dying here. We're not talking chickens. We're talking human beings. And you still allow these people to sell. I don't understand. So it means those who... You don't visit their spaza shops, or you're going to go maybe in January, they still can sell and kill. Come on, guys, please just take our people serious for once.
Councillor Mthembu, let me just ask, if Can you not charge an irresponsible shop owner criminally if they are harboring things that can, in other words, find another way legally to be harsher as the city if, you know, we don't get support from any other stakeholder?
Look, at this current point in time, the city can't, but I'm sure SAP can, because we also learned that SAP can open a case against the landlord, because you're supposed to know everyone who comes and rents out your property. So if they come there and they don't have the correct documentation, then it's also a responsibility not to let them in your place, right, to rent. So we also learned this information today, that that's one of the areas that SAP can intervene in. Hence, we were also thinking as the legislative wing that this is something that our community need to know so that they can be part of this issue. Then that's where we bring civic education. But I think the caller also touched on closing down the shop. There's a bylaw that's coming to all the municipalities in our province, Gauteng, and that bylaw speaks specifically to what the caller was saying, close down all those shops. So we'll just wait for that to be passed in our councils, and then let's see. Let's see how, if there's going to be any change. But I still am of the opinion that we need SAP also to be very serious about this and the other government spheres.
If I, as an individual, as a resident, just as a resident, I have a concern and the law allows me to go open a case against shop owner X, with the expertise that the city has, like the Metro cops and the health and safety officials, is it impossible for you to actually open a case, not necessarily arrest these individuals, but to open a case against them for transgressing certain laws? Is it possible or is it not possible?
No, no, no. When you speak about opening a case, that's SAP. With JNPD, you can't open a case with JNPD. So that's SAP, and it's totally out of the municipality's jurisdiction.
Hang on a minute. I'm not saying they must arrest them. I'm saying you cannot yourselves. I can open a case. Why can't any other citizen open a case? Why can't the city open a case?
But what do you mean by a case?
Go to the, you know, have a case number. Have a case number to force the SAPs to act.
We can
all do that.
No, definitely. But remember, if you've got a complaint about a shop owner, that's when the inspectors come on board.
Correct.
And JNPD also come on board.
Correct.
Then they do their inspection. And from that, they take that information to SAP.
Correct.
Right?
But we are saying,
they are the ones.
We are saying at the moment, the way things are, it's requesting SAPs to act. It's not forcing SAPs to act. If JNPD and the health and safety officials, with the evidence that they have, literally open a case and ask and force the SAPS to act, it's a little bit different, is it not?
It is. It's different. And you're coming with a very good angle that will also hold people accountable. So that's a good angle. That's one of the loopholes I was talking about, right? That we've got this loophole that we need to fill. So what you are saying, from what I witnessed today, it's not like that. Because if it was like that, then the second shop that we went to inspect with those people who didn't even have the correct documentation would have not been released from the holding cells if they really didn't have the right documentation. But for the fact that SAP can say to the city that, well, someone came and provided the right document and that was the end of the story, then shows that there's a lack of accountability and a loophole in terms of holding each other accountable between the different intergovernmental departments.
I really appreciate you giving us your time. There's a quick voice note. It's not a voice note. It's actually a message I'm going to read to you, and I think it's just for your information. It says, Pimelo, maybe the part of holding the supplier of these shops accountable, Spaza shops should have invoices maybe to show where and when they bought the goods that they're selling. No invoice, no selling to the public. It's a thought by another listener for you to consider. Maybe you can do that particular type of investigation, and maybe it will lead you to who the suppliers and the distributors and the manufacturers are.
Definitely, we'll welcome that. Thank you so much.
Speaker of Johannesburg, Speaker Councillor Nobuhle Ntembo.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.